This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 647, Marvelous Marina's Tips for an Overall 7.5 on IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll be motivated by Marina, a Three Keys student who nailed the IELTS score she needed on her fourth attempt. Find out how to stay motivated and achieve your own IELTS goals. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. You get to learn from a real live student today, a student who just took the IELTS exam. So, Three Keys student Marina, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Marina, tell us, where are you from?
I'm from Stuttgart in Germany.
Okay, cool. And why are you taking IELTS?
Ooh, I'm taking IELTS because I needed to register myself as a nurse in Australia.
Oh, interesting. There are a lot of students recently who are like, they want to be nurses in the UK or Australia, and that's why they're taking IELTS. Okay. I love the idea that nurses are like held to this language standard as well. Because how scary would that be if you rock up to a hospital in your own country and you can't talk to the nurse? So I love it. Okay. So how many times have you taken the IELTS exam?
So I had to take it four times over the year. Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty tough for me.
Yeah. Well, man, it's expensive. Okay. So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. All right. So at what stage did you decide to take Three Keys IELTS?
I did the test twice and ended up with the second results. They were really worse than the first one. So I decided to take the Three Keys IELTS and try this because I tried a other course before, but that wasn't really a good one.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was on search for something, and I also tried a teacher face-to-face class, but that also wasn't that, what really brings me forward.
Yeah. What IELTS course did you do before?
I guess it was over the internet too. It was IELTS podcast,
okay.
I guess. I can't even remember.
But, well, that's a sign.
Was just talking a little bit. Yeah, it was really bad.
No.
So they're talking just a little bit about writing, and I tried to remember all those sentences, but it really didn't help me at all, and I was just lost during the exam.
Oh, no,
so.
Man. Okay.
Bad.
So, all right. What kind of scores did you get those first two times? Like, what were your overall?
First times, I didn't even remember what I had, but it wasn't that bad for the first time. I guess I was listening a 7, then reading a 6.5, like always.
Yeah.
And then writing was a 6, and speaking, was a 7.5.
Whoa.
So it wasn't that
That's
bad.
That's awesome.
At all.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But then that wasn't quite what you needed, so you took it again, and then your scores actually went down.
Yes. Yeah, that was terrible. So I guess I had a 7 in listening, then in reading it was a 6.5.
Oh, dang.
In writing it was a 5.5, and in speaking I don't know how, but it was a 6.5, and I speak the whole 2 minutes without a break, and I was like, oh yeah, this time would be
You're
perfect,
like, I nailed it, and then it was like a band point lower.
Yes.
Oh, man.
But I've learned that feelings, you can't trust your feelings on that.
You
never.
Know, like, it's true. Like one of our students, Tanya, who I think she got 7.5 or 8 on speaking. I don't remember now, but she did really well on speaking. And she was like freaking out afterwards. Like she didn't stop preparing. Like she kept preparing because she was convinced she'd have to take it again. And then she got her scores and they were awesome. Like, you never know. Okay. So so then you got into Three Keys IELTS. Why did you choose our system?
First of all, I was looking for some new information about YouTube YouTube, and then I was watching the IELTS Energy TV things, and I was like, oh yeah, they're really practical and really good tips that you can handle. It's not too much, not too less. And I was like, okay, let's just get more information about that course. And then I get it, and I was like, that sounds good. And so I subscribed.
That's awesome. Okay, so what were your most recent IELTS scores?
So the most recent was, it's actually funny. I did the test on 13th October and then on the 27th October.
Oh, wow.
So I did it one after the other.
That's tough.
And the third one that was really good, the listening was 8.5.
Wow.
I didn't know how to do that. But then in the reading, I totally freaked out. I was like, oh gosh, I'm so under pressure. And then, you know, when you're under pressure and you know it and you know, oh God, the time is running out. And I was like, just putting something in it, in the fill-in paper, and it was a 6.5. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't always, it was not that what I wanted.
Right.
So it was a 6.5.
That's amazing that you could still get a 6.5 and just like be manically guessing and like filling in stuff. Oh God.
I just thought I'd get a heart attack right now because I was so like, I don't know. That was really a terrible feeling. And then I was like, okay, you're now in the test. You know, you have writing and speaking. Just go through.
Yeah.
And then I had the writing and it was a 7. My best at all. And I just like, oh gosh, it's so crazy. But I'm
that
happy.
That is amazing. Oh my God. That is a huge increase. Yeah. Let's pause there for a second on the writing. Mm-hmm. How did you increase? Well, like you basically went from a 5.5 to a 7, if we're just like, like between those two tests. What made the difference?
Definitely your, sorry, I have to look for that word, templates.
There we go. Got it.
The templates. They were really great because I always had that feeling that I don't know where to begin and where to end.
Yeah.
And so I just mixed up everything with everything. And then I just, came into struggle. And so I had those templates and I just like had like a flow, you know, you come in, you're like, oh yeah, I know the first sentence.
Right.
And then it's just going through.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like we say in the course, the guidelines is for task 2, do like 5 minutes planning, 30 minutes writing, 5 minutes checking. But I found that and students have told me that because you have these templates, like you know what your first sentence is, you know what most of the introduction is basically, like you don't have to think about it and you know what the conclusion is. So then you have all the time to focus on paragraph 2 and 3, the body of the essay, which is what most of your score is based on. And a lot of students can write that in less than 30 minutes. So then they have like more time to check. So guys, I mean, all of these reasons why Three Keys templates can raise your score. Okay, awesome. And then speaking, how'd you do on speaking? Hello, lovely listeners. If you are tired of taking IELTS and not getting the scores you need, get into Three Keys IELTS just like Marina. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. Get Three Keys IELTS and the special bonus just for you, podcast listeners, how to wake up the examiner.
My feeling was really bad because I was talking like I had a really good topic, like a moment that you feel happy in. And I was like, that day was really like peeve, and I don't think of anything that's happy.
You know what?
So I just made up a really terrible story.
That can be whatever the opposite of a blessing in disguise is. That's the opposite of that. Because it's like you see this topic that seems so easy, but it's so broad that it's hard to think of like one moment that really can capture such a simple idea. So that will put like more pressure on you. You're like, I don't know. What is happiness? And then you can start like thinking about other stuff. Oh, that's rough. Okay. So you didn't feel that great about your speaking performance. What was your score?
I ended up with a 7, and it was totally fine.
That's great.
Like, okay, maybe he was like, oh, she's looking so sad. I give her a 7.
The examiner took pity on
me. I was really messed up after that exam.
Oh, man. Well, no. I mean, the examiner isn't going to be like, I feel sorry for you. Here's more points. The examiner can't do that. So it wasn't that. You deserved a high score for sure. And I mean, listeners, everybody can hear that you are comfortable and confident speaking English. So you definitely deserve a high score. Okay. So what scores do you need?
Yeah, I had to do 7 in all of them. But the good thing is that I can do it twice.
Okay.
In 6 months, and then I have the 7 overall. So I did the next test 2 weeks later without even watching the latest exam scores.
Oh, wow.
Just to don't make me nervous in another city, because I was like, I can't focus anymore in Stuttgart, so I went to Mannheim.
You know what?
And then I get my reading 7, and it was all done.
Oh, thank goodness. So you could just take like the highest scores from each time and use those.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, Marina, this means you're finished with IELTS.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Oh man.
I hope I don't have to do it again.
Jeez. Okay, that's amazing. Okay, well, congratulations, first of all. But I also want to highlight something you just said, because I was talking to a personal coach student about this the other day, about maybe not taking the exam in the same center you've been taking it in, or in the same city. Guys, I mean, whatever's going to work. And there is, okay, so I'll be completely honest with you guys. If you are in a place where it's quite homogenous and everybody taking the exam at your center speaks the same kind of English, you know what I mean? Like you've studied the same way, you like talk about the same stuff. The examiners in those centers are kind of tuned out because they kind of know like, okay, I'm just going to give everybody a 6, or like, this is overall, like this is what these students get. And it's difficult to prove them wrong. Of course, you can get higher scores than everybody else for sure, but I think it's an extra challenge when you sound like everyone else. Like if it's a very homogenous, right? That's a great word. If everybody's kind of the same sort of student in that area. So I think it's a great idea to take like a destination exam and maybe go on a little holiday and take the exam somewhere else, like sort of shake it up a little bit. And it's not just from the examiner point of view, like I was talking about, but also as a candidate, if you have these negative associations, if you're like, every time I go to this center, I get a 6 or whatever, then like moving to a different place can shake you up mentally and sort of free up your ability to improve. So that is something to consider for future test takers out there. Okay. Let's get into a couple tips that our students can take away here. So what do you think was the breakthrough that finally brought you to that 7 in reading that you needed?
So the tips was definitely in your course.
Awesome.
I mean, I don't know why I was that bad in reading. So, but all those little tips for the questions and that you can try them and yeah, I think that's so great. And what I also did, I get some extra material from books in the library, or just printed out some stories that you gave us some links awesome. In the internet or read the newspaper online. So that was some things that I always did every day to try to focus on the words.
For sure. That's fantastic. And I'm sure that's part of what brought up your writing score too. I mean, right? Like reading and writing are inextricably linked. That's a tough word to get out. They're inextricably linked, right? So if you read a lot, that it passively improves your writing. I mean, you still have to apply the vocab and the ideas through writing practice, but absorbing this information, this vocab, grammar, all these structures, the way people have perspectives on things, this it passively and naturally improves your writing and speaking. Like, I mean, that's how native speakers learn English, right? We take in a bunch of language and then we're able to produce it because we like mimic what we hear or see. So guys, I mean, there's a lot to that. And it sounds like Marina, you worked really hard. You were doing extra reading every day.
Oh, yes, I worked hard for almost a year. I was nearly mad.
Oh, God. I can't imagine.
But it's just the life dream, and I just want to go to that country.
Yes.
And that was one of the biggest thing that just hold me here in Germany. I mean, it's not bad here, but not for me.
It could be worse, but I'd rather be somewhere else.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of landlocked where you are. Like, you want to go to the beach. You want to have a...
Ah, definitely.
Yeah, totally. Okay, just one last thing here. Let's talk about listening because that was also a huge increase, a band and a half. What was your secret there?
I watched your YouTube videos about that, and I really made a list of vocabulary that they use often in
yes.
books or wherever I find stuff, and they're almost, not always, some sort of same
yeah.
words. And I just have a really bad writing sometimes. I mean, it's also in German. So I just wrote that words like, or was it in a podcast of yours or something? I just read it, then I write it and five times or
yeah.
so till I have the right word in my head. And I guess that's because I understand the words. That's no problem. But I don't know how to write them
sure.
sometimes. Even the easiest ones, like I've got attitude in the listening, and I was sitting 5 minutes just to think, was it 1D? Was it 2? It's just some simple things like you, oh gosh, you're so
that's
stupid.
That's so funny. Oh, that's hilarious. English spelling, man, it's such a headache. Guys, that's a great tip, though, for listening because, I think that was on a podcast. I'm not sure, but guys, I'll find it. I'll link to it in the blog post. Come back to the blog, ielts.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 647. So come back to this blog post, guys. I'm going to link to a bunch of amazing resources and topics that Marina has mentioned throughout the podcast. So come back. For spelling. Spelling is such a headache for so many students. And IELTS does repeat stuff. And guys, like you can hear how hard Marina worked, right? If you know you have specific weaknesses like spelling, then you need to isolate that and target it and practice it. You need to consciously improve these things that are bringing the overall score down. So like Marina had no problem understanding stuff. She just wasn't quite sure how to spell it. So she didn't need to like listen to a bunch of stuff. She had to focus specifically on the spelling. So that's true though. IELTS does repeat things. All the time and all the words, but they do repeat stuff. So definitely keep a spelling list, guys. Keep track. Whenever you spell a word wrong, put it on your spelling list, write it 10 times. Like just really focus on that if that's what's holding you back. Okay. Fantastic. Marina, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Do you have any last tips for our future IELTS test takers out there?
Just keep on practicing and focus on the goals you have after the test.
That's true.
To keep you motivated.
It's rough. It is hard to like take the test multiple times, feel that like defeated, deflated, consequential emotion that comes up and push through that and still keep going. That is tough, guys. You have to stay motivated, make a vision board. And also, Three Keys helps you stay motivated. You obviously, guys, you could hear the energy I have in my voice. I bring this to every lecture in the course. Everything there is from Lindsay and I. We make it. It is all motivating. So guys, remember, there's a special bonus waiting just for podcast listeners. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. That's how you get access to all of these motivating materials that Marina had to increase her scores, and you get the special bonus. Okay. Now that that's out of the way, I'll take a breath. Marina, thank you so much again for coming on, and best of luck in your future sunny life.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.